This is 103.6 FM Tameside Radio. I'm Jill Garston. What do a policeman, a professional football referee, a security officer, and the proprietor of a care home have in common? They're all things that Staley Bridge man Ernie Jackson has worked as during his long and colourful life. Born in Bootle during the war, Ernie survived the Liverpool Blitz, joined the police, and was posted to Mosley. Just over a year ago, instead of relaxing on a retirement cruise, Ernie attended a course on writing memoirs. A few short months later, his first book, entitled Ernie Who, was published. Today, in a special four-part interview, Ernie tells us about his life, starting with his childhood in Bootle.
I can relate my childhood probably to Frank McCourt, who wrote Angela's Ashes, and people might have read that. And the difference between me and Frank McCourt is that he thinks his childhood was miserable, and mine was marvellous. But I was brought up in the slums in Liverpool. My mum and dad split up quite early, and we went to live way down in the docks. And at the time I thought it was marvellous. Looking back at my age now, it was marvellous, but I don't think I'd like to do it again. At the time it was fantastic, but we used to swim in the canal. We used to do skinny dip. We used to see dogs and logs and all sorts floating past and avoid the prams that were under the water. And that was one of the things we did. I was brought up in a very rough school because it was a rough town. And the saying down in Bootle is it's a place where the bugs wear clogs and the kids play tick with hatchets. And that is Bootle. That is exactly Bootle. But Bootle people are the salt of the earth, the nicest, friendliest people you could meet, and probably generally the nicest people I've met. Obviously, excluding present company and Tameside, because Tameside has become my town, my home. I've seen a lot of changes in Tameside. So I had what Frank McCourt would say is a miserable childhood, but for me, it was marvellous. But my childhood ran probably up to when I was 18, 19, 20 in Bootle. And at that time, and it's all in the book, I had no education because my school was bombed in the war, because I lived through the war. I had no money, I had no future, and no ambition. And it was at that time that somebody, a girl I was engaged to, her father spoke to me, said, if you want to marry my daughter, you're going to have to get a decent job. You're a big lad. Why don't you join the police force? So I did. I was very fortunate because all my pals went the other way, because Bootle was that sort of a town.
Do you think having such a, well, looking back on it now, a harsh upbringing, not having a lot of money, has changed the way you live your life now?
Well, it hadn't done until I actually wrote about it, because I learned a word called cathartic, which I'd never heard of before, because there's a lot of gaps in my education still, but what I've learned since I left Liverpool. But it has changed me, but it's changed me because now I've read it instead of living it, because everyone tells the story, but when you actually see your story in writing, it can be quite upsetting. I actually made myself cry with some of the stories when I read them.
That's unusual, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's. I mean, I wrote about when I lost my mum, the most wonderful person in the world. She, I can relate to many things. My mum, just to give you a hint, was the lady in Les Mis that had the child and went to do anything she could to bring the child up. My mum did that. And I wrote about it. And,
how old were you when your parents split up?
Probably about eight.
So seven, your mum was
seven
a,
or eight.
Your mum was a big influence on your life then?
Oh, without any doubt, yes. But I always used to think my dad was the bad one. But now I've read the book, or written the book and read the book, I realise that it wasn't his fault.
It was 50-50.
Yeah. Or maybe even 40-60. But wonderful person, my mum, and everybody's mum's a wonderful person, but looking back and reading about it, and I keep saying that, I realise now just how fantastic she was, although she had a lot of bad points, but everybody has.
What did you write about that made you cry?
The time she collapsed, I neglected my mum. I wasn't a very good son. I wasn't a very good brother, I wasn't a very good husband, and I wasn't a very good father. But you learn that when you get older. You learn about the mistakes you made. But my kids would argue with that. They think I'm okay, but kids do. But to get to your question, I wrote a story about when I was a successful policeman. I was a sergeant by then. I was quite young. And I had another call from Liverpool from my mum to say she was quite severely ill. But we got those calls all the time, and it was attention seeking. So I went down not thinking too much of it. But when I got to a little place where she lived, which was rented and quite tiny, she wasn't there. And a neighbour told me that she'd been found wandering, and her brain had gone, and they'd taken her down to an old folks home. So of course my attitude changed completely. I became completely guilty, rushed around to find her, and it was an awful place. And I thought then, when I saw that place, that old people deserve better than this. And that brought on another story later on. But she died probably 2 or 3 weeks afterwards, after that. And it's a story I've told many times, but like I say, now, and I'm quite upset now talking about it. She was fantastic, and I could have been a lot better, but I'm too late now. People should remember now. Now is the time to be nice to these people, not regret it later.